Welcome to Fix and Sell Q&A with Jay Lee, where you will learn how to flip a house step by step.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Fix and Sell Q&A with Jay Lee. So the last episode we left off with was the walkthrough. Okay, so let me say this, guys. I'm so sorry if I don't come on here with all the technical terms, regurgitating stuff that you see on television, because it's not like that. Yes, it's cool to watch all those shows. Do that. I've been watching those shows for years, even before I decided to get into real estate or flipping houses. I love the little DIY shows. I love all those shows. I love that stuff on YouTube. And actually, like I said, my family's already been into this business. But watching those shows, I understood a lot of stuff that they were doing. So I love those shows. They're very helpful. But it's nothing like doing your own flip, getting your own property. Okay? So let me start off by saying when I told you guys on the last episode that I paid, $1,000 plus the closing costs, permits, for the inspector, all that stuff, around $2,300. I buy homes in the hood. Yes, I do. I go in pretty nice looking working class area, you know, where the medium is $29,000 to $45,000 in that area for a home after you repair it. Or some of the homes right now are selling for those prices. That's where I buy my homes at. I'm still in that. I am going to eventually graduate to bigger properties. But for right now, this is good for me. This is what I like. Quick, easy flips. You know, not a lot of money up front. I don't want to get loans. I don't want to do any of that. I do have a Home Depot. I do have a Lowe's. Yes, I have those credit cards. And I buy all my supplies, listen to me. If you guys have someone, a friend, a contractor, or somebody that you know that can get you better prices, yeah, don't shop at Home Depot. It's not cheap. It is not cheap. As a matter of fact, my family members don't shop at places like that. They go to other vendors that they have relationships with that work with contractors and things like that. I'm not on that scale. Okay? Like I said, this is my fourth house. I'm still learning. Like I said, I do a lot of the work myself. But that's because my family member or somebody else showed it to me, or I learned it off television. I learned it off YouTube. I didn't come in the game, oh, let me get this $200,000 house. Let me go hire a contractor. No, 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 no. That was never my intention. Never. The properties that I purchased and the properties that I'm encouraging you guys to start off with are properties in the hood. I don't mean hood like you're fighting for your life while you're there. You're scared for your life to even be working there. I'm talking about houses that just need some tender love and care, probably more than tender love and care, don't get me wrong. But these people are working class people. And a lot of properties could be are broken down, but you can fix them up. The same thing you can do to a house in a good neighborhood, you can do it to a house in a bad neighborhood. And those people welcome you. They welcome you because you're making their community, their street look better. They look out for you. They want to help. Oh, a lot of people tell me as soon as I get, oh, you're going to be fixing up the house. Oh, don't worry. I'll watch out for you. I'll do this. I'm like, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Even though I get insurance, on all my properties and everything like that, that makes me feel good that this lady or this neighbor is happy that I'm in his neighborhood fixing it up. And I'm sure he wish he could do it, but everybody don't have the budget or the opportunity. So he welcomes me to come and fix up this house that's been boarded up for 3 years or 5 years or whatever have you. So I said all that to say, I purchase homes in the hood, I fix them up, and I flip them, and I make a very good profit. Not to knock down anybody else who's going out here getting that $200,000 house. Well, let's just say a ARV, that's after you repair the ARV is the after repair value of the home, is $200, okay? They're going to put in $40,000 to repair it, okay? So in order for them to make a good profit, they're going to need to spend at least $100,000 to purchase a home. So right there, you got $140,000 into the property. After you repair it, it's $200,000. So you got about $70,000. Well, you got to take out the closing costs, take out all those other fees. That's not included in your $40,000. That $40,000 is just for repair, okay? You're still going to walk away with $30,000 to $65,000, if not less. What was the difference when I only put in $15,000 and still walked out with a $30,000 and $40,000 profit? I did less work. I want you guys to really think about that, okay? But do what works for you. Do what works for you. A lot of people don't want to start low. A lot of people don't want to start in those type of neighborhoods. They're like, I'm not from that neighborhood. I don't want to be over there. I'm not from that neighborhood. But I see the financial benefits and the potential in that neighborhood and bringing that community back together and helping my people. Helping people, period. I love when a little kid can ride up and down his street and play and have fun and have a nice childhood and feel safe in his community, on his block. That makes me feel good. Just because I was raised in somewhere else, I'm not supposed to want that for them? That makes no sense. So that's what I decided to do with my flipping house, my properties. I mean, with my investment properties. I purchased them in the hood. Okay? Yes, I'm going to move up family apartments. Of course I'm going to grow. I wouldn't do this if I wasn't intending on growing. Everything I do is about elevation growth, you know? But I think this would be good for you guys as beginners to just start out like that. Now, don't get me wrong. If you have the budget, if you have the resources, go for it. Go for it. You know? Some people like to go big or don't go at all. I'm not one of those people. Okay? I like to get in, check everything out, and I'm learning in the process. I'm not stressed out about money, about loans, because stuff happens. Stuff happens, and you might not meet those deadlines. And next thing you know, you're losing money. You're losing money. I just want you guys to think about that. So anyways, you did the walkthrough, right? You wrote everything down, right? Now you get your crew together. Who's going to do what? You know, build your little team up. Who's going to do what? Where am I going to get these this material I need, excuse me, for the best prices? You know? Build that little list. Write your little list down. Once you got your team and your crew together, it's demo time. And I would not suggest if you go in the hood and you're buying one of those properties like I buy, I don't tear down walls. I'm not going to come in there and do all that. I would do that on a $200,000 property, absolutely. Because I'm going to give them open, I'm going to give them open concept. I'm going to give them a brand new kitchen, a brand new. I don't do that in these homes that I flip. I go in there, I fix up walls, I patch up what needs to be patched up. I do give new floors. I will fix the flooring. I'm going to give you new cabinets, new sinks, new kitchen. It's going to look like a new kitchen, but I didn't go out and buy slate and marble and no. No. You know? So, yeah, write your list down of your material and how you want it to look. And it has to fit the neighborhood. You don't want to go overboard. Because who's going to want to come in there and you just had marble put all in the kitchen and the house is only valued at 38? Oh, no, I put in so much. That kitchen, I gave him a $20,000 kitchen. And you're like, what? Why would you give them a $20,000 kitchen? You're not going to get that money back when it's time to sell. You know? Like I said, write your list down. Write everything down. Write where you're going to get your material. Who's going to be working with you on a project. You know, you got your deadline. You got your timeline. And basically just go to work. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. And don't forget, come to my Instagram. Come to Anchor. Leave me questions. I want you to come on the show. If you're flipping a property, if you're thinking about flipping a property, come on the show and ask me questions. This is a podcast about Q&A. I really don't want to just talk the whole time. I want to answer questions for you guys. That's where I do my best at.
Find Fix and Sell on all podcast platforms. Thank you for listening.